sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story.
All right. We're talking about some man-made lies here, how the courts are working. And
what I believe was a wig. Now I'm in a graveyard with my witness in Lower Megalopicus. He says he's got to go to the bank across the street. It's a Commerce Bank. I said, okay, fine, go ahead. I'll wait in the graveyard. I'm looking at gravestones again from a particular movie that Nicolas Cage was in, and I'm going through the graveyard, and I suddenly hear somebody shout, "Hey!" I look up, and the Asian person that we thought we had lost is there watching me. But this time, they know that I've made eye-to-eye contact. We were aware of them in the very beginning when they were following us. And only the United Court System in the state of Megalopicus knew where the secret meeting was being held. So now the stalker knows that I've made eye-to-eye contact with us. But what does this individual do? They run. And not like a girl, because she was dressed as a girl. She runs like a male track star, doing the 100-yard dash in about 9.5. Gone. And since that point, I have been followed on other occasions. I've had my wheel lugs loosened, and the gas mains to my house were loosened on two occasions. Coming into my house for the first time in about 40 years, I smell gas. I have to have the local gas company rush out, shut the leak off, and several months later it happened again. I don't know who's doing this, but I believe that the American public is discovering that I think the key to this is the returnable deposits due back to a state are being stolen. Who's stealing them? I don't know where that money is going. Is it being used to support some nefarious projects inside this government? But I believe we know the same thing is going on in an adjacent state because of our spy. The last time I was followed, we didn't know it, but our spy was received a phone threat at work in the nursing home. And that person is out of there now. But I believe that money is being stolen. Where it's going, I'm not exactly sure. But somebody is stealing it, and I'll bet it's going on across the country.
Now, how about the FBI? Have you contacted the FBI about this?
Yes, and I'll tell you what they said. They told us that, and nastily, that they wanted this all down on one page. And if we didn't, they were refusing to deal with it. And they slammed the phone down on my attorney after giving him about 15 seconds, he said, on the phone. We went back to them, and they did the same thing just about 6 months ago.
All right, hold on a minute. That kind of backs up what I found with the FBI. They don't really want to work unless they want to come after a homegrown terrorist, perhaps. Hang on. Number here is 800-313-9443. And if you want the Free American and you want to be
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you through throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
All right, 800-313-9443. And if you want to get the Free American, if you want to stay on top of it, if you want to help Ron Paul get elected president, then call me at 888-678-1444. And if you want to see me tomorrow, I'll be in Phoenix over on Bell Road, West Bell, at, let's see where that would be. Yeah, that'll be on the, around about 27th Street and Bell. You'll find it. Look for the big RV there.
Douglas, I have another piece of this puzzle for you here.
All right, sir. What? Just back real quick
sure.
to the Asian person that's following you around. This
yep.
was a man posing as a woman.
Right.
But what was his intent?
I believe this person's intent was more nefarious. Since we didn't know that I was going to be tailed, only the United Court System in the state of Megalopolis knew that, there was no reason to wear a disguise. There must have been a more nefarious reason for wearing that disguise. Although I believe I had seen this person about 3 or 4 weeks before in the bottom of the Megalopolis courthouse where records are stored, I was trying to find out if other people were suing different groups of nursing homes, all run by a certain religious group, which may be fronting for somebody else. But I was looking up records, and I was being observed by an Asian man who was staring at me. I'm thinking this is some gay blade that's looking for romance, and I'm not having any of it. So I ignored the guy. But about 3 or 4 weeks later, it's the same individual, the same jerk, dressed as a woman. Now, only in both occasions, the people in the United Court System of Megalopicus knew where I was. No one else knew. Now, they were either working with the people from the appellate court or the lower court judge who had turned his estate court into laundry for stealing the assets of Americans, or somebody else. I don't know who that Asian person was and what their real purpose was, but I presume when you're wearing a wig, you and all of the crowds in lower Megalopicus, you could easily push me in front of a subway train or shoot me with a silencer or push me in front of a bus, and I do believe that was the case. Now, my doctor witness wrote up a report about this, and we brought it to several investigators, and our governor here is a governor whose name kind of rhymes with saliva, and they don't want to touch it. I brought it to our attorney general, and it turns out that our attorney general's watchdog for nursing home operators came from a very big religious group, and he was the CEO of that religious group. And in three different cases, that religious group appears to be involved in making the assets of the elderly disappear. Where they're going, I don't know. But one of our spies, and I think you'll find this interesting and how clever they were bringing a gifts to holiday season parties. That would be Christmas and Hanukkah. And the gifts were to be distributed to those attending the party. And the gifts were lottery cards, the expensive ones. My friend with his wife was there and observed them having huge stacks of these lottery cards to give out as gifts, but they were never given out as gifts. The expense for the gifts was charged, but the lottery cards were kept. The purpose was that if there were any huge winners, they would be passed to relatives, the money would be collected, and the debt for the holiday Christmas expenses would be passed on. Also, we found out in that nursing home chain that they were doing a thing, the lawyers and the accountants were doing, creating a scenario called write-offs. Those write-offs, that terminology, should be understood by all Americans, that the write-offs are funds that are expended by the nursing home for the private pays. And they are claiming that they cannot collect certain monies, but our spy was in charge of the accounting, and some of those funds were collected, but the wrong figures were left on the books. And when people were coming into nursing homes, they were being backdated. Now, why in the world would you backdate individuals coming into nursing homes? Well, it took a little while to figure that one out, but when you investigate the theft of assets and the statute of limitations has run out because the individual was marked down as appearing in the nursing home at a certain time, but they in actuality had appeared years later, you can't investigate because the statute of limitations has run out. And we knew that they were destroying the records. That just happened again in this particular huge nursing home chain run by a certain religious group. My uncle's estate case was also within a nursing home run by that certain religious group. And I do believe it's going on across the board. There is another huge nursing home chain that was messing with a large group of Filipino nurses, the cream of the Filipino crop. Actually, the Filipinos are the cream of the nursing home crop in the world, and they were lied to, and there's a big lawsuit going on in Megalopicus about this. And one of the law firms that was involved in, well, I can't go into that right now, but there is a gentleman named Jack Solowitz, an estate attorney, jailbird, convicted thief now, was caught stealing from 99 different estates millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars of Americans' money. Now, there are only a certain amount of tricks that you can pull in an estate court. The judges have seen it all, but the three main tricks are forged wills, forged accountings or accountings that never show up and are approved by the judge, and forged deeds where property can be moved from one individual to the next. It's actually easier to move property than money. Now, a lot of this information was brought to the local DA's office, and they tried to blame it on a dead man. I wrote to them and told them, I said, I don't know how this dead man did this fraudulent accounting because he passed away about 2 years before the fraudulent accounting came in. Now, unless he has lights and a computer inside his coffin, I don't know how he did it. Unless he dug himself up and there's a mailbox in the graveyard, I don't know how he was able to mail that document into court. And I asked the local police, could they please inform me where the graveyard mailbox was? They refused to answer me, but tried to blame it all on a dead man. Dead men don't do forged accounting. The attorney general of this megalopolis state knows that, and they don't want to deal with this. They actually told me to stop writing letters to them. Well, they can drop dead. That ain't going to happen. This boy is a real American, and you can't make me back down. We know what they did. We know who's involved. And we know this is very big. Very, very big. And it's probably running all across the United States. And they're scooping up the assets of honest Americans that probably belong to their relatives. But if they're lying in court, and the courts are a laundry, and the appellate court in the state of Megalopolis is a bunch of liars, and those liars were caught, not only by the bill from my attorney, but there is a group called Westlaw. Westlaw chronicles the history of all decisions of every court in the United States. Well, Westlaw chronicled when they received the decision from the crooked appellate court in Megalopolis. They chronicled it and copyrighted it in 2006. Not the backdated lie that the appellate court put out in 2004. And they lied to my attorney. And we have the proof. But the district attorney or the attorney general of Megalopolis State refuses to deal with this. Why? Because we have caught a sophisticated ring of estate court thieves approving a laundry in a lower court where fraudulent wills and fraudulent deeds and fraudulent accountings are being brought in and the assets of honorable Americans are being stolen from the public. And they don't want this story to get out. Mr. Clay Douglas, you have a whopper of a story here.
I do, and I want some of this in print, too, to get in the next issue of the Free American.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be alive to be able to, if I may give you some of these documents. But the fat lady has not sung yet. And my aged mother, dying of cancer, beat a goon squad. She was living on bottled oxygen, and her only weapons were knitting needles. A 90-year-old woman with an Irish wit, sharp as a tack, beat this bunch of black-hearted judges and lawyers who are thieves, nothing more than purse snatchers. I have more respect for purse snatchers than I do for these people in the court system of the state of Megalopolis. And I do believe they are running this scam across the United States. Because there's no reason why an appellate court bunch would risk their lives and their careers, not their lives, but risk their careers to cover for a lower court judge who had turned his court into a laundry, a sophisticated laundry.
All right, we got to take a break here. The music's playing. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Free Americans here.
Oh. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
To the Free American Hour, and let me tell you, folks, we've got things heating up. We're trying to work with Ron Paul's campaign, and we're headed over to Phoenix to do the whole Hope for America conference and Ron Paul rally, and that'll be at 2710 West Bell Road, number 1205 in Phoenix. It's called the Elegante Banquet Hall. And we'll have some great speakers. Dr. Catherine Albright. And Sam Anthony Attaro, Alan Corwin, Ernie Hancock, George Shepherd, Joe Bannister, and my friend Payman will be there. Tommy Cryer is supposed to be there. Bill Still. And I think dinners are about $20. Phone inquiries, 814-553-9372. I'll be driving all day to get there. Check it out. All right.
Mr. Douglas, if you give me your address, I will send you some documents.
Yes, sir. My address is 2943 U.S. Highway 380.
Dash 380?
U.S. Highway 380, 380.
Okay.
And our 87832.
87832. Okay. Probably take me a week to get that in the mail to you. But
all right,
it'll
probably take me a week to get back from this conference I'm going to.
Okay, you'll get it. I guess I'll just sign off at this point. There's a whole lot more to this story, but this is enough for most Americans to watch what happens to their loved ones when they go into nursing homes.
Well, this is the reason.
And now you know the
story. In my opinion. In my opinion, John,
yep.
This is a reason that they are trying to destroy the family. You know, my grandfather died at home in my arms. My grandmother, we had to put her into a nursing home, and I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for that. I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, I have the same feeling
about
my uncle.
Yeah, I think the old folks should die at home. And, the elderly used to be respected for their intelligence, for their experience, and their wisdom.
Exactly right.
And I don't think there's a damn thing wrong with that. That's the kind of grandfather I want to be. And I think I think that's something we need to strive for. That's why I'm pushing the whole concept of Liberty Villages, because I don't want old folks in a home over here and, the kiddies running around a daycare center over there.
Mm-hmm.
I want the grandfather, the grandparents, and the grandfatherly people taking care and instructing the little ones with the help of the teenagers. And with the men of the village to protect them, to keep the criminals out, to keep the illegals out, to keep the food growing. All right. John, thank you for being with me. I sure appreciate it.
Bless your heart. Michael and his angels fought against the devil and his angels, and the devil prevailed not. Bless your heart, pal.
Thank you, John. All right. All right, tell you what I'll do. I'll go check out my chat room, which I haven't been checking today. I haven't been checking that today. I've been too busy talking to John, trying to get everything, trying to get my desk cleaned up, which is a major, major project to get ready to go somewhere. And we'll go to that chat room now. Logging into the room. All right. Nobody in there yet, but we'll keep it open for this and the next hour. We're adding to the websites here, and hopefully. Hopefully that'll be working right. We'll see. Not responding. Okay. We'll let that go here. Again, our number here is 888-678-1444. That's right, 888-678-1444. Our number here, if you want to call in, we've got about another 30 minutes here. You can call in and talk to me at Republic Broadcasting, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
All right, let's see what's going on here. Okay, maybe I should share this with you, just to lighten things up a little bit. The Indiana State and Wage and Hour Department went to a man who owned a small farm in Indiana. They claimed he was not paying proper wages to his help, and send an agent out to interview him. I need a list of your employees and how much you pay them, demanded the agent. Well, replied the farmer, here's my farmhand who's been with me for 3 years. I pay him $200 a week plus free room and board. The cook has been here for 18 months. I pay her $150 a week plus free room and board. Then there's the halfwit, who works about 18 hours every day, does about 90% of all the work around here. He makes about $10 per week, pays his own room and board, and I buy him a bottle of bourbon every Saturday night. He also sleeps with my wife occasionally. That's the guy I want to talk to, the halfwit, said the agent. That would be me, said the farmer. I don't know. I just had to do that. Hey, every now and then I get a real estate agent or a mortgage company that wants to loan me money. Well, how much money do you make? I don't make a damn dime. Don't make a dime. But, hey, you know, my companies pay my expenses, and that's it. That's it. Oh, I see, I see. And because I'm such a drain on the company never makes money, so they don't pay any income tax either. Son of a gun. See, you can beat them. You can beat them if you understand what's going on. And that's why we do this show. This is why we do this. And I got a call the other day from the Ron Paul campaign. Now, the Congressman Ron Paul dismisses doomsday predictions during an interview. Many would argue he's remained somewhat neutral on the issue of global warming thus far. He slammed alarmist predictions of the world's declining as fear-mongering and encouraged contrarian thinking on the issue during an interview. People that think that Greenland's going to be gone in 20 years, I don't buy into that. Paul told Leah Kaley. Nobody. Wasn't real. Wasn't real. It was the people that had called in on Blog Talk Radio, and, oh, you don't pay income tax? You don't pay? And that's the first thing this character said to me. So it ain't real. It ain't going to happen.
It didn't happen.
Yeah. That's another story. Some characters off of Blog Talk posing as an IRS agent last night posed as a Ron Paul campaign manager. Yeah, sorry, bud. Wrong name. The truck ain't bugged, and you ain't going to have a jet waiting for me. I know that. I will deal with that on the next issue, on the next hour. And let's see what kind of news is going on here. The Ron Paul is still kicking butt, and we need to do whatever we can to help Ron Paul. You can help Ron Paul by subscribing to the Free American. And every issue will have his ads, his articles in it. Okay, just going through today's work. We've got not as easy as it used to be because we get so many of these work. You can work on the internet. Sure, you can. Yeah. This article just came in. One thing Microsoft founder Bill Gates can't be accused of is sloth. He was already programming at 14, founded Microsoft at age 20 while still a student at Harvard,
By 1995, he was listed by Forbes as the world's richest man, from being the largest stockholder in Microsoft, which he built into a de facto monopoly in the software system for personal computers. In 2006, when most people in such a situation might think of retiring on Pacific Island, Bill Gates decided to devote his energies to his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the world's largest transparent private foundation, as it says, with a whopping $34.6 billion endowment and legal necessity to spend $1.5 billion a year on charitable projects around the world to maintain its tax-free charitable status. A gift and a friend and business associate, mega investor Warren Buffett, in 2006, some $30 billion worth of shares in Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway put the Gates Foundation in the league, where it spends almost as much, almost the amount of the entire annual budget of the United Nations World Health Organization. So when Bill Gates decides through the Gates Foundation to invest some $30 million of their hard-earned money in a project that's worth looking at, no project is more interesting at the moment than a curious project in one of the world's most remote spots, Svalbard. Bill Gates is investing millions in a seed bank in the Barents Sea near the Arctic Ocean, some 1,100 kilometers from the North Pole. Svalbard is a barren piece of rock claimed by Norway and ceded in 1925 by international treaty. It's a doomsday seed vault for seeds. And, by the way, people, some people that I talked with and got articles on, being the next issue for America, warns that a drought right now would wipe out, if it wiped out Indiana, Illinois, the wheat there, we're out of business. And a BLM agent that I came, that I was talking to yesterday, he told me, are you aware that the bees are dying, that the bees are disappearing? I said, yes, I'm aware of that. I'm certainly aware of that. I've been talking about it. And we can trace that to Israeli seeds or Israeli biowarfare. You see, if you're the elite race, and that's what the Zionists believe they are, and they're sucking in all of the Jews out here by hyping them up, and the same things happen to the Christians, and obviously the same things happen to the Muslims, they don't care if they kill off the world's population.
Well, they only want 500 million.
That's right.
Don't say they only want 500 million anyway.
Yeah, 500 million, that's a limit on the Earth's population. That's manageable. That's
right.
Manageable. If we got more than that, well, it's just too hard to manage a mob. Especially if the little suckers want freedom and liberty. My God, man, if we don't have war, my God, peace would ruin the international bankers. We can't have peace. Man, well, we got to have debt. We got to have you in debt. We got you got to sell your grandchildren to pay this debt.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's mankind seed.
What they're saying, on this godforsaken island, Bill Gates is investing tens of millions, along with the Rockefeller Foundation, Monsanto Corporation. Monsanto. Oh, yeah. Monsanto, yes. Syngenta Foundation, and the Government of War of Norway, among others, in what is called a Doomsday Seed Bank. Officially, the project is named the Svalbard Global Seed Bank on the Norwegian island of Spitsbergen, part of the Svalbard Island Group. The seed bank is being put inside a mountain on Spitsbergen Island near the small village of Longyearbyen. It is almost ready for business, according to their releases. The bank will have dual blast-proof doors with motion sensors, two airlocks, the walls of steel-reinforced concrete 1 meter thick. It will contain up to 3 million different varieties of seeds, from the entire world, so the crop diversity can be conserved for the future. According to the Norwegian government, seed will be wrapped to exclude moisture. There will be no full-time staff, but the vault's relatively inaccessibility will facilitate monitoring any possible human activity.
Better put some bees in there, too.
Did we miss something here? Their press release stated so that crop diversity can be conserved for the future. Which future do seed banks sponsors foresee that threaten the global availability of current seeds, almost all of which are well-protected in designated seed banks around the world? Anytime Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, Monsanto, and Syngenta get together on a common project, it's worth digging a bit deeper behind the rocks on Spitsbergen. And when we do, we find some fascinating things. The first notable point is who is sponsoring the Doomsday Seed Vault. Here, joining the Norwegians, are noted, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, U.S. agribusiness giant DuPont, Pioneer Hybrid, one of the world's largest owners of patented genetically modified plant seeds and related agrochemicals. Syngenta, the Swiss-based major GMO seed and agrochemicals company, throughout its Syngenta Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, that private group who created the gene revolution with won over $100 million of seed money since the 1970s, and CIGARA, C-G-I-A-R, the global network created by the Rockefeller Foundation to promote its ideal of genetic purity through agriculture change. And in a book, The Seeds of Destruction, in 1960, the Rockefeller Foundation, John D. Rockefeller III's Agriculture Development Council, and the Ford Foundation joined forces to create the International Rice Research Institute in Los Banos, the Philippines. By 1971, the Rockefeller Foundation created international research centers, the IITA for tropical agriculture, Nigeria, and IRRI for rice, Philippines, combined to form a global consultative group on international agricultural research. CIGAR, C-G-I-A-R, was shaped at a series of private conferences held at the Rockefeller Foundation's Conference Center in Bellagio, Italy. Key participants at the Bellagio talks were the Rockefeller Foundation's George Hara, Ford Foundation's Forest Hill, Robert McNamara, the World Bank, Maurice Strong, oh boy, the Rockefeller family's international environmental organizer, who as a Rockefeller Foundation trustee organized the U.S. Earth Summit in Stockholm in 1972. It was part of the foundation's decades-long focus to turn science to the science of eugenics, a hideous version of racial purity, which has been called a project, and to ensure the maximum impact, CIGAR drew in the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the UN Development Program, and the World Bank. Thus, through a carefully planned leverage of its initial funds, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the beginning of the 1970s, was in a position to shape global agricultural policy, and shape it, it did. Financed by the generous Rockefeller and Ford Foundation grants, CIGAR saw to it that the leading third-world agricultural scientists and agronomists were brought to the U.S. to master its concepts of modern agribusiness production in order to carry it back to their homeland. In the process, they created an invaluable network of influence for the U.S. agribusiness promotion in these countries, most especially promotion of the GMO gene revolution in developing countries in the name of science and efficiency and the free market agriculture. And what it really is about number 9 on the plank of the Communist Manifesto. But, of course, it's disguised in all of these terms. Number 9 is corporate forms and regional planning. Can you say North American Union? And also, we can throw in number 7, government ownership of factories and agriculture.
and you say Monsanto? Now, the Salbard Seed Bank begins to become interesting, but it gets better. It gets better. The project is the project of the Rockefeller Foundation, and powerful financial interest that since the 1920s used eugenics, later renamed genetics, to justify creation of a genetically engineered master race. Hitler and the Nazis called it the Aryan master race. The eugenics of Hitler were financed to a major extent by the same Rockefeller Foundation, building the Doomsday Seed Vault to preserve samples of every seed on our planet.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And my number here is 888-678-1444.
Or you can call 877-423-3250. We'll be leaving today. I'll be heading out. The people here, the girls will be answering the phone, taking your orders. And we can... yeah, Monty's here too. Yeah, Monty will talk to... Monty will talk to anybody, yeah.
I'll talk to myself.
Okay. We need your support. We need donations. We need donations, gas money to be able to get around, get over to support Ron Paul, to put our his banners on the fifth wheel and in the magazine. We're donating everything that we can to promote Ron Paul and get his campaign started. And, of course, we're being hit by the scammers, too. Yeah, Ron Paul wants to talk to you. Yeah, Ron Paul wants you to work with him. Wants you to, yeah, I'm already working with him. And we'll be doing more of that and taking calls from some of these leftist scammers that are out there. It's a complicated battle, and it's an eternal battle that we're fighting here, folks. If we know the plans, if we know the plans of the elite, then we can make plans to handle it, to take care of it. Now, this Rockefeller Foundation, just to go back very quickly here, the Rockefeller Foundation created the pseudoscience discipline of molecular biology and their relentless pursuit of reducing human life down to the defining gene sequence, which they hope would then be modified in order to change human traits at will. Hitler's eugenic scientists, many of whom were quietly brought to the United States in Operation Paperclip after the war, continued their biological research and left much of the laid much of the groundwork of genetic engineering of various life forms, much of it supported openly until well into the Third Reich by Rockefeller Foundation generous grants. And the same Rockefeller Foundation created the so-called Green Revolution out of a trip to Mexico in 1946 by Nelson Rockefeller and former New Deal Secretary of Agriculture, Henry Wallace, founder of the Pioneer Hybrid Seed Company. New Green Revolution purported to solve the world's hunger problem to a major degree in Mexico, India, and other select countries where Rockefeller worked. The Rockefeller Foundation economist Norman Borlaug won a Nobel Peace Prize for his work, hardly something to boast about, the likes of Henry Kissinger sharing the same. In reality, as years later emerged, the Green Revolution was a brilliant Rockefeller family scheme to develop globalized agriculture, which they then could monopolize, just as they have done in the world's oil industry beginning a half a century before. As Henry Kissinger declared in the 1970s, if you control the oil, you control the country. If you control food, you control the population. And that's what's behind the whole...
Adam. With recent...